Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA for First. Thank you for being in class with us today. I'm looking forward to Kyle joining in. We have not connected with Kyle yet, but so in the meantime, it's me with 5 Minute University. Interesting story. Today, we were working on a car before class, and it's freezing cold out here, and so we wanted to get the car. We were done with it, and we wanted to go outside. We worked on it overnight, and it's really cold here, and we don't have one of those big heaters in our automotive shop. So we have insulated garage doors, and there are 3 of them. But it's a little chilly in the shop. So we wanted to push the car out so it wouldn't have exhaust fumes in the garage, so we could just push the car out by hand and close the garage door so we wouldn't have the exhaust lingering in the garage while we aired out and opened all 3 garage doors and cooled off the garage even more than it is. So we didn't want to do that. It's like 20, it's in the 20s here. Well, hell. Hail's coming down. It's like snow mixed with ice, mixed with hail. It's like slippery balls, like the size of BBs. Anyway, so we didn't want that smell in the garage. And this is a Cadillac, a relatively new Cadillac. We don't normally work on Cadillacs, an SUV. And it has push-button start. Here's the problem. You can't just put it in neutral and push it. You have to start it. So if you're thinking about getting one of these deluxe, newfangled automobiles that has push to start, there are a lot of reasons that I can think of why it's not a good idea. One reason is you have to have a battery in your key fob that's good enough to communicate with the telemetry in your car, so that your car recognizes, your car's computer transceiver recognizes your key. And if the battery in your key is low or dead, you're not going to be able to have that key recognized, and you're not going anywhere. And that's one reason. Another reason is, if you lose the key, it's going to be an expensive proposition. It could be hundreds and hundreds of dollars, like as many as $1,000 to get a key replaced, depending on the make and model, if you have one of these electronic keys. Another reason is that the push-button starters that I've seen have this fuse pack that if for some reason the engine hasn't been started in a while and it's cold out and the battery's low under the hood, the extra current demand is greater than the fuse will allow, so the fuse blows. And that's a fuse pack that has maybe 5 or 6 or 7 fuses in it. And one of them is, let's say, a 250 amp fuse for the starter. Or larger. And all you have to do is replace the entire fuse pack, which can cost somewhere around $150 without labor. Now, you don't have that on a regular key start car, you know, where you turn the key and actually you're in control of starting the engine, where you actually literally put the key in the ignition lock cylinder, turn it to the start position, and the starter engages until you let go. those vehicles don't have these fuse systems that can blow from an overcurrent condition, from a low battery and a cold engine, and one that hasn't been turned over in, you know, let's say a month or so. This is another reason not to get one of these push-button start cars. My car, trucks, are the old-fashioned type. You put the key in the ignition, you turn it, and except for some of the newer Mercedes, like we have a 2001, 2002, 2004 Mercedes, you put the key in ignition, you turn it to start position, and it knows when to stop cranking the engine, but doesn't have a fuse. Doesn't have a fuse that is a fuse pack that is, you know, $150 to replace it. And that's something that people don't seem to think about when they buy a new car with all these wonderful gadgets. And I still, for the life of me, I can't figure out why anybody would say, I want one of those cars with the push button start. I mean, other than to say, is this cool or what? You don't need a key. Well, you need one in your pocket. But you don't have to take it out of your pocket and put it in ignition. You just push this button, and because the proximity of the key in your pocket can transmit to the transceiver in your car to recognize that you actually do have a key, even though it's several feet away. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I like the mechanical locks. How often have you seen a mechanical lock fail, break? How often? How often have you seen an ignition lock cylinder that you put the key in? How often have you seen one of those break? Hardly ever, right? If ever. So, I don't get it. I really don't understand why people want these new cars. It makes no sense to me. And here's another thing about the joy of new car ownership. There are, in American cars, maybe even foreign cars, I don't know this for sure, but in some American cars and new ones, they use plastic in the braking system, and rubber, and steel. So there's steel lines, and then they have these rubber-slash-plastic brake line-slash-hoses that are at the moving parts of the suspension system. So, for example, if you have independent suspension on your car, all four wheels go up and down with the bumps. Well, you can't have a steel line that goes to the brakes because it would break from the flexing. So they use rubber parts in conjunction with the steel brake lines and plastic parts. And what happens is the brake fluid dissolves the rubber and plastic parts, and it ends up in your wheel cylinders, and it becomes abrasive. And the abrasive nature of these particles that get dissolved by the brake fluid cause the disc brake calipers and wheel cylinders to not return properly. They'll go outward under tremendous hydraulic pressure when you step on the brake, but they don't want to retract because of the goo and the sludge in the brake caliper and the wheel cylinders. So what happens is your brakes drag and drag and drag and drag, and you get worse and worse and worse mileage. All because no one told you to bleed the brakes and flush the brakes, which you've got to do every couple of years. How about that? So we are seeing a rash of wheel cylinder failures, brake cylinder failures. And we're having to replace calipers because these vehicles come in and they say it's making a noise. And it sounds like it's coming from one of the wheels. And it is, because the brake caliper is not releasing the brake pads against the disc rotors. So it's dragging, 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 and gets real hot. And we use a non-contact thermometer. And what we do is we take the vehicle for a spin, and we aim the non-contact thermometer, it's like a little pistol, and it can sense temperature at a distance, so, you know, 6 inches, 8 inches, 2 feet, 20 feet. And It has a display. It's like a taser. Looks like a taser, except it's for beneficial purposes. And you just aim it at something you want to know the temperature of. And you don't have to contact it. You can do it at a distance. So we aim it at the discs, the rotors, and we get the temperature of them. And we'll see. And what we're looking for is, you know, both rear wheels having about the same temperature, whatever that is. Let's say it's 150 degrees. Let's say it's 200 degrees, depending on how hard you stop and how long the vehicle's been running. But you want them to be about the same temperature within, you know, a couple percent. That tells you that both brakes are on the rear wheels are working about equally. Then we go to the front wheels and we do the same thing. And, you know, we might find 300 degrees, and that could be normal. You know, depending on how hard the vehicle was stopped and what the ambient temperature is. Sometimes we see it around 600 degrees, 500 degrees. Well, we know for sure that that brake is locked up. We know that. Because that's way outside specs. You burn yourself easily. So bottom line is, a non-contact thermometer is a really neat thing to have. It's great. It's a great diagnostic tool if you know how to use it. Now you know how to use it for one simple application, for checking brakes. And so what this means is when we get a condition like that, it is the kind of thing where either we would rebuild the caliper, which is cost prohibitive. You take the caliper apart and you take a hone and you hone out the cylinder part of the caliper and you replace the rubber parts, the seals, etc., and you rebuild it. Or you replace the whole caliper. How do you guarantee a caliper that you just rebuilt that was, you know, beat up? It's kind of hard to do. So what most mechanics would do is replace the caliper. So you're looking at $100 or more plus labor. And that's all because nobody told you to flush the brake fluid. Now, why do you have to flush the brake fluid? Well, I mentioned that it dissolves the plastic parts, but brake fluid is also hygroscopic. That means it attracts moisture. So how much moisture, has water get in there anyway? Well, every time you step on the brake, which is pretty darn often when you're driving, you step on the brake and it pushes brake fluid from the master cylinder, which is under the hood in most vehicles. It pushes the brake fluid from that reservoir that you can see through the hydraulic plumbing, the brake lines, and it pushes either the brake shoes or the brake pads against the brake drum or the disc rotor or the brake rotor. And then when you take foot off the brake, the fluid goes back into the master cylinder. Well, when that fluid gets pushed from the master cylinder, air has to replace where the fluid was. That's a small amount, kind of like a hypodermic needle would, you know, an injection that you might get. So it's not a lot of fluid. You know, it's less than an ounce. But every time you do it, air replaces that fluid, and then the air goes in and out of the master cylinder. That air has moisture in it, and the brake fluid loves it. Brake fluid absorbs the moisture in the air and starts collecting, and now you have water in your brake fluid. It travels through the brake system, corrodes the cast iron parts, the metal parts, the lines, and that compounds the problem of the brake fluid dissolving the plastic and rubber parts in the first place. So now you have like a double whammy, and the fix is real easy. So for about $5 or $11 worth of brake fluid, whether you buy it in a quart or whether you get the 10-ounce little bottles or the 12-ouncers, if you learn how to bleed your brakes, you can prevent all of this.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, it looks like it's just me today, 5 Minute University. And we're talking about brakes in your car. And, you know, we used to bleed the brakes years and years ago. I'm talking about in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. And for some reason, we got away from it. Well, not much has changed, except that the brake fluid dissolves the plastic parts that are, you know, relatively new. So you ought to consider doing that. And so how much does it cost? Well, it doesn't cost much at all if you do it yourself. But if you have somebody do it, it can cost somewhere between, let's say, $60 and $150, which is way too much because the brake fluid is like $5 to $11, somewhere around there, depending on where you buy it. And there are three major types of brake fluid. There's DOT-3, DOT-4, and DOT-5. DOT stands for Department of Transportation. And so DOT-3 is the most common. DOT-4 is a little bit more expensive, a little less common, and DOT-5 is the least common. DOT-5 is the newest. Well, all of our vehicles here at the farm, including the tractors, use DOT-3. And DOT-3 and DOT-4 are compatible with each other. DOT-4 is more expensive, and DOT-4 has a higher boiling point. So it might be a little better. But if your car calls for DOT-3, use DOT-3. That's what we do. And so how do you know what your vehicle uses? Well, it's real easy. It's right on the cap. So if you raise the hood and you find your master cylinder, it will say the kind of brake fluid that you should be using. So DOT-3 and 4 are compatible with each other. DOT-5 is not. So if you have DOT-5, you have to use DOT-5. If you have DOT-3 or 4, use DOT-3 or 4. whatever calls for. And here is one way of telling whether your brake fluid is contaminated or not. So a vehicle came in here and we looked at it, and you know, this was a pre-purchase inspection. And so we went over like 100 different things to make sure that this vehicle was what the customer thought it was before the customer bought it. And the brake fluid was dark brown. Well, brake fluid is not dark brown. Brake fluid is kind of a light yellow color in for DOT 3 and DOT 4. When a DOT 3 or DOT 4 brake fluid gets brown, it's contaminated, meaning it has water in it or it has dissolved rubber or plastic parts in it. So the customer is looking at another $100. And another thing that, you know, we do a pre-purchase inspection. One of the things we look at is the oil. And we look at the oil filter. And sometimes a customer will buy a vehicle and they'll say, I bought this vehicle, and can you tell me what I bought? It's kind of late, right? It's way better to do a pre-purchase inspection that would probably take us a couple hours to do. Because we're thorough. And, you know, one of the vehicles that came in here for a post-purchase inspection, meaning the customer bought it and said, so what did I get? We said, well, you got something that's not so good, because when we took the oil out, one of the things that we do is we take the oil when it's, we drain the oil when it's hot. The oil is hot. The engine's hot. And then we look with a bright LED flashlight through the stream of oil that comes out. And sometimes we see shiny things in there, like metal. And when we see that, we know for a fact that that engine is in the self-destruct mode. Something's really wrong. Because you should not see metal particles, you know, glistening particles, like the glistening of a metallic paint job. You shouldn't see that in oil. And when you do, there is, you know, metal on metal failure. So we have a clear plastic container, holds about 6 quarts. And when we drain the oil and we want to inspect the oil, we will drain it off into there. So then we can take a magnet on a wand. We have a telescoping magnet, so it's a small magnet the size of a number 2 pencil eraser. It's on the end of a telescopic wand. And sometimes we will take that, make sure it's absolutely clean, pristine clean, and then swirl it around in the bottom of this container of oil that we just drained to see what sticks to the magnet. Now, only ferrous metals will stick to a magnet, meaning iron. So Babbitt won't.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Russia on Wednesday announced an ambitious plan to strengthen its military from 1 million to 1.5 million and create multiple new units. Russia's military chief cited NATO's plans to incorporate Finland and Sweden as a factor in the buildup. President Zelensky goes to Washington. The Ukrainian leader spoke to Congress Wednesday evening.
Your money is not charity. It's an investment in the global security and democracy that we handle in the most responsible way.
At this hour, Title 42 remains in effect and one of the last tools to prevent an invasion of migrants entering the United States illegally. Some estimates have it at roughly 15,000 per day should Title 42 go away. That's on top of the 3 million plus that have been released into America under the Biden administration. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
Take my... When you go to the
for 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So class looks like just Vincenzo today. It's me, Vin Fennelli. And talking about 5-Minute University. These are lessons from the book that is not available yet. It's not published yet. It's not finished yet. But I'm still working on it. And I work on it all the time. And so the book's getting more and more complex, thousands and thousands of lessons that they do not teach in school. Kind of like what I'm telling you right now about brake fluid. Now, you all drive cars, right? And those of you who do and own cars are going to experience brake failures. And you can prevent many of them by just flushing your brake fluid. It's really, really simple. And it's a two-person job. I know that some shops have one mechanic do it, you know, all by himself or herself, and I don't think that's the way to do it. So what we do is when we flush brake lines, we will push the brake fluid through or from the master cylinder to the farthest wheel away from the master cylinder. So normally the master cylinder is under the hood, right where the driver sits. So just in front of your feet, sitting in the driver's seat, if you were to look straight up under the hood from where your feet are, that's about where the master cylinder is. So it's in the left front part of the car. And the farthest away from that would be the right rear wheel. So what we do is we start bleeding the brakes at the right rear wheel. So what we do is, and it's a real simple procedure, and I'll try to explain it so that you can visualize this. So when you step on the brake, your foot goes, let's say, off the gas pedal onto the brake, and you push down. Now, when we bleed the brakes, we pump the brakes, kind of like the old-fashioned way of driving in snow or ice. You lightly press the brake, off the brake, and then on the brake, off, on, off, on. So what we say is the guy at the wheel, the rear wheels have been removed. Actually, it's easiest if you remove the wheels in most situations, but sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes you can just get under the vehicle and bleed the brakes with the wheels still on. But so we'll pump up the, no engine running, just engine off, key out of the ignition, step on the brake. So we say pump it up. That means pump, 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 pump. Hold it. That means you keep your foot on the brake pedal with pressure. And then the person at the wheel cylinder or at the right rear where we start will loosen that brake bleeder screw. And we have a hose attached to it because brake fluid's going to come squirting out. And the hose will go into a jar. And you will see bubbles come out and brake fluid come out. And then you close that brake bleeder screw. And then you say, okay, pump it up. So pump, 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 pump. Hold it. Pressure on the brake pedal. And you want to release brake fluid such that the brake pedal goes halfway down but no farther. And then you tighten it back up. And you repeat that until the brake fluid is almost like only 10% or so left in the master cylinder. You don't want to empty the master cylinder because then you have a huge problem. So you want a small amount of brake fluid to remain in the master cylinder. Then you refill the master cylinder with fresh brake fluid. And then you bleed the brakes more until you have clear brake fluid coming out, the new stuff. Not the brown, not the tan, but the light, light yellow brake fluid. That way you know that you flushed the wheel cylinder or the caliper, and you're now ready to go to the next one, which would be the other side of the rear, which would be the driver's rear side or the left rear. You do the same thing. Then you go to the next farthest away, which would be the passenger side front wheel. You do that, and then ultimately, the last one is the driver's side. And that's how you flush the brake lines, but you and cylinders and calipers. But you make sure that you do not run out of brake fluid. You absolutely don't want to do that, because then you're going to have air in the line, and it's a lot harder to get the air out. So that's how you do it. Now, is that worth $150? You know, it might take us about a half hour, might take 45 minutes. We're really slow here at the farm. We're not in a hurry. We, you know, nobody's paying us to go fast, and we want to do it correctly and completely and accurately and carefully. So about 45 minutes is what it takes, and roughly somewhere between at a low of $5 for 10 ounces of brake fluid or 12 ounces to maybe $11-$12 for a quart. Get the quart. But make sure when you have it and you use it, you put the cap back on really tightly so you don't let moisture go into your new brake fluid that's still left in the container that's unused. So that is bleeding the brakes. And there are plenty of videos on how to do this on the internet. I suggest you watch a few of them. I suggest that you wear gloves that are brake fluid resistant. And I suggest that you wear eye protection. And I think you can do it. I really do. We do it all the time. And it will save you, $400 or $500 in front wheel calipers and the replacement. and it'll save you the wheel cylinder replacement on the rear wheels if you have drum brakes, or the rear calipers if you have disc brakes on the rear. So it's really simple, and it's something that you ought to know how to do, and that is bleed the brakes and flush the brake lines. Kyle's with us. Hey, welcome, Kyle.
Hey, Vince, I am so sorry. I wasn't able to be here right away. We have 30 below zero here this morning, and I had a water line going to my toilet that was froze up, and I had to work on it to get it unfrozen.
I understand. I figured that's what it was, that you had some kind of a real serious problem that you had to tend to. And, you know, these things, Kyle, these things happen. And I mentioned to Jason and Brad this morning, and thank you for engineering, guys, Jason and Brad. I mentioned that I may get disconnected, and my UPS has been blown by the over-voltage condition of the voltage provided by the Laclede Electric Cooperative. So I ordered a new set of batteries for it and for my spare UPS, and I don't have them yet. So they should be here this afternoon, and if that works out, then I should be good to go, you know, for not running out of electricity during the broadcast. Because if the voltage or the current just hiccups for a couple milliseconds, class, literally a couple milliseconds, the computers recognize that and they shut down. So I mentioned to Brad and Jason that if that happens, I'll try to reboot if I still have electricity. But we have a storm, and we don't have it as bad as you do. But it's no fun for the animals, that's for sure. Kyle, I wanted to ask you, do you have chickens in this? Are you keeping chickens now? And if you do, what do you do in this kind of weather to keep them alive?
Yeah, we have about 60 of them and 9 ducks as well. So what we do is their coop is insulated, but you have to have ventilation in there. So the chickens, if the coop is insulated, I've got a window on there that I leave cracked about 3/4 inch. And their water is, so I thank God that our electric is still on, but on one of our waters is a 5-gallon water tank, you know, the drain type. And so what we did is we took a dog waterer that is, you know, the heated type, heated bottom. We turned it upside down, and we set that 5-gallon thing on top of that heated water thing so the chickens can drink hot water. And in the other, so that's one coop. In the other coop, we have a dog waterer that's kind of deep, and the chickens can get into it. And we fill that about 2 or 3 times a day to keep them going. And then also so that they have enough other than the feed that we give them, I take a second cutting alfalfa, and I made some little baskets, and I slide a flake of alfalfa down into these baskets that I have cut openings in the bottom, square openings of them out of wire, chicken wire. And anyway, I stuffed it in there, and I reached my hand down in there, and I pushed the second cutting alfalfa out through these two holes. And the chickens will eat that, and it gives them energy, because a chicken's internal temperature is about 106 degrees. So that's their normal body temperature. So believe it or not, when you open up the door to the coop to go in there, it's probably 7 to 8 degrees cooler or warmer in there than it is outside. It's really strange. And so when it, this kind of cold, though, I mean, we haven't had this in many years. This broke all kinds of records. So anyway, that's what we do. And the ducks have a much smaller room, and we keep straw or wood chips on the ground for them so that they can stay down and nestle down. I will tell you a story that blew my mind. So many years ago, I used to live in Alaska. And we lived in a town about 60 miles north of Anchorage. And we had a good friend of ours who lived even way up north to the east of Fairbanks in a little bitty town. And we went out to visit him one time and they didn't have any power. They didn't have any solar. They lived completely, totally off grid. I mean, other than flashlights, they didn't have anything and no other light other than like candles that they have and lanterns. You know, they would use lanterns too. But we went up and visited. They didn't have chickens or anything. They would just tend to go to town. But we went up. There's a creek up in this area, and everybody lived along the creek. So they would cut their ice out of the creek in the wintertime, and they put it in their cellar and then put sawdust all around it, and it would keep their cellar cold, and they would keep their milk cold and everything even in the summer. But one lady further up the creek there, we went to visit her just to say hi and check on her because her husband was into another town working. So she was there alone with a baby. And so anyway, we showed up there and she had chickens. And I asked her, I said, well, what do you do when it's the temperature? Because they see 45, 50 below zero in the winter, fairly constant. And anyway, she said, you know what we do? Is I will buy about 10 bales of straw. And her chicken coop was about 8 by 10. And she said, I will buy about 10 bales of straw, and I will take them and bust them all apart and put fluff it up inside of there and put that in the chicken coop about 3 feet deep. And so anyway, she said that the chickens, when it gets 30, 40, 50 below zero, they will burrow down into that straw, and they will survive. And she said, actually, once in a while, I'll dig around down there and find out where they are, and I'll find an egg, even in the wintertime. She said, it's not very common, but they're chickens. She had barred rock, they were called, the black and white barred chickens. And she said that was the breed that they had found that would handle the cold the best. So it's possible to keep them going. I'm just grateful because we sell eggs a lot, and the ducks kind of
compliment
you. I'm sorry, what?
Hemp-derived.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle Lewis. And Kyle, on our farm, our chickens spend the nights in a hoop house. So this is panels, like cattle panels, that are covered to protect the chickens from rain and snow and sleet and ice. And what we use is lumber wrap. And so if you ever see tractor trailers going down the road, class, you'll see that new lumber from these lumber mills going to Lowe's or Home Depot or the lumber yards. The lumber's wrapped with some kind of a white-colored plastic fabric. So it's not just a sheet of plastic. It's infused, or it's plastic combined with a reinforcing fabric in the plastic. And it lasts a long time, like years and years. And the lumber yards throw them away. They have no use for them. So that's just to get the lumber looking nice so they can put it inside it, Home Depot or Lowe's. And if you ask them for it, they'll save it for you. And they don't have to shred it. They can actually, it's stapled on, they can take it off, kind of gently, maybe a little bit more gently if you ask them to save it for you. And they'll be glad to give it to you because it just fills up their dumpster. And so we cover our chicken coops with these lumber wraps. Now, it's advertising, so any of these satellites that look down on the farm, they'll see the brand of lumber that was once covered by the lumber wrap, but it works really, really well, and it's free. And we have, in the winter, we might have three layers of this lumber wrap, which means that there's air in between each layer naturally, which acts as an insulator. And if the first layer has a little hole in it, the second layer protects the chickens from being dripped on by rain or snow or whatever happens to be coming down from the sky. And it really, really works well. And it's free. So in our chicken hoop house, which has board ends, it's kind of like a Quonset hut, has ends that are boards that are that have space. It's like horizontal board siding that has little air gaps in it. So it has ventilation, and it has ventilation at the top of the ends. So there's always ventilation in there. And it has a door. The chickens, with a latch, so the chickens can get in. But it's predator-proof. And what I have inside for days that are cold, and when the days are 30 degrees or colder, I have a light on a power cord. And this light is aimed horizontally, but tilted down just a little bit. Not straight down, just across the bottom of this hoop house, which is about 15 feet long, about 7 or 8 feet wide. And it's almost tall enough to stand in, but not quite. So you have to hunch over if you're going to climb in there. And I have the 150-watt infrared light aimed horizontally so that all the chickens can bathe in this warmth. And I plug it in and unplug it manually every day. So when they're in there at night, I plug it in. And when the weather is nice enough for them to go outside, I unplug it. And of course, there's straw in there at the bottom as well, and they have their feeder in there. But they are free range most of the time, except when I think they're going to freeze to death outside. You know, like when it's raining, and there's no place for them to go to get outside to protect themselves from the rain and freezing to death. So that's what we do, and it works really well. Any comments, Kyle? Of course, there's water.
That's excellent, Vance. At least they can. What do you do for some type of daylight? Because I have probably 30 of those lumber tarps as well, and I use them constantly on everything from covering feed barrels to so my garden, I had so many weeds and everything in it, I put the tarps down, then I built my raised bed garden on top of that and hauled in really good topsoil so I would have a really good garden. Well, that's about 5 or 6 years old now, and sometimes I'll get little cuts or tears in it or something along that line, and I will take those lumber tarps, and where the tear is, I will stuff the lumber tarp underneath that to keep any weeds or thistles or whatever, which seems to find a place in those to keep them from growing in it. But we also will use it for weed mitigation in other areas too. But I love those. But what do you do for other than regular light? The sunlight couldn't probably get through that, could it?
Oh, no, because you're absolutely right. Typically, the outside has the brand name of the lumber mill, you know, like the Sierra or something like that. It would be white mostly with maybe some green and red, and, you know, imprinting on it. Mostly white. That's a side that we leave up that's reflective. But the underside is typically black. So what do? We let the chickens out in the sunlight. But we try to protect them those really, really cold days that they'll freeze to death. So, but we have another pen right next to it, a dog pen, 10 by 10, and they can run around in there. But we try to keep them from freezing. And so far, we've been successful for years and years. Nobody's frozen. So that's our plan. Class, we'll be right back. And we use those 55-gallon barrels, metal barrels with removable lids for chicken feed.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.